everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian, William, and Nisha coming to you live every day talking about HR with people who get it done. So let's get it kicked off and rolling. We've got kind of a special show today. It's about a conference that's coming up, and we've got one of the people that are leading the pack to get it done. So Charles Middleton, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Thank you, Brian.
And if you would, for everybody, Charles is the co-chair for the 2013 Oklahoma State Human Resource, basically council and or associations state conference. Been going on for a lot of years, part of the SHRM organization. So I'll throw that little piece in there, but there's definitely a lot more. So, Charles, if you would, introduce yourself to our millions of listeners, and then we'll jump into kind of more about the conference.
Thank you, Brian. Well, I have that, as you say, the title of co-chair for the 2013 conference, and I share that chair with Michelle Pollack. I'm actually a retired educator, and Michelle is still an active, employed HR professional here in Oklahoma City. But I came to this by having a PHR and being an educator that presented topics to small business owners on HR. So that was my interest, and then the hook became being a finance guy and keeping up with the dollars and cents and the dimes and nickels and the pennies pretty well. So I turned that into from a three-year gig to about a six-and-a-half-year gig. But when this conference is over, I'll be retired from this work as well, Brian.
Well, it has definitely been a great contribution, and it's been fun. We've worked together for quite a few years now on the state council level and also on multiple conferences, three or four or five maybe. And so you did a heck of a good job. Definitely helped putting some structure in place around to continue on with all the success in the future. So I definitely appreciate that. So, well, tell us a little bit about the 2013 conference. Like, what's the website? What's the theme? Let's kind of just jump into kind of the highlights for folks to take a look at it.
Well, the theme was Rockstar, HR Rockstar, and it gave us a good logo to start with. If you go to our website, okhrconference.com, you'll see a guitar, which happens to be really a drawing of a Gibson Flying V guitar, as the logo. And so that kind of set the whole theme for everybody. The vendors, many of our speakers, our keynotes will all be tied around music and rock. And that's going to just serve us very well for the 3 days of the conference.
Well, and here's the big question that I know everybody gets asked. Have you sold out your conference?
That is one of the good things we did. We had 559 this morning, so that is a sellout. That's actually more than I concede on Thursday and Friday, but we know that people do drop out. People do not show up, so I'm not worried about that. We have 100 vendors plus vendors in the hallway, so we sold out vendor hall. We've been in that facility before 2 years ago, and we did not sell out vendor hall. So vendors are certainly excited, and even as late as last week, willing to take a spot in the hallway. So that's exciting. And, of course, we've got some great sponsors. So it's going to be a good conference.
So what's okay, let's jump into what this is so funny. I love asking this question because the person you're going to answer with is such a good friend of mine and an inspiration, actually. So tell us who are your keynotes, and especially the one that looks like the biggest rock star of the bunch.
Well, that might surprise you. The biggest one is probably the Friday one, but your friend is Wednesday, Jim Knight. And Jim comes out of the hospitality industry. And when we were contracting with him, I didn't even know you knew him. He was a friend of Jessica, and was also a friend of one of our frequent speakers, Donna Renda. And Donna's known him probably 20 years through ASPD, and because he has been involved in training in the hospitality industry, even won awards for his work at Hard Rock for his training. Training Magazine recognized him at some point. So that's good. But he's really a musician. Before he got into training, he got a music degree in vocal performance. He actually taught school in Florida. And then he got into the hospitality industry. And so I've been describing him sort of as our contemporary speaker because he kind of dresses in a contemporary way. He has a very modern hairstyle, and he dresses kind of like a hippie-looking kind of guy. But I think he's going to be fun. You've heard him recently, I know, so you'd probably agree with me.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Knight is one of my favorite, in the kind of the HR culture, leadership. I mean, he does a lot of things. It's not really HR-centric, but it's more kind of culture-centric around kind of his training. And I've seen Jim multiple times and have got to be friends with him over the years. And I enjoy his style of presenting. I mean, guy knows his stuff. I mean, he was over training for like Hard Rock International. I mean, he's been all over the world. He loves doing it. He's good at it. He's got great stories. He's at the end of the day, he's just a heck of a good guy too. Somebody you can sit down and have a lot of laughs with. We've been in countless cities over the last couple of years. I've been able to socialize a little bit with him, and it's been a lot of fun. And it just gets, the more time I spend with him, the more I realize how much he really knows his stuff and his take on culture is. And I think you did a good description. I mean, he's got a very kind of relevant look today for kind of mixing up culture and kind of getting out, you know, breaking down the barriers of what, you know, what people are, you know, trying to pull through is some older styles that, is not being well received by some of the new markets. And I think he gives a good perspective on that. So
we wanted him first just to sort of set the theme. There are going to be very few announcements on the day that he starts. Outside, we have a flag salute, we have a brief welcome, and then he's on for 90 minutes. That's something new. I mean, normally those keynote speakers have 60 minutes, and that might even be 45 minutes speaking and 15 minutes Q&A. He's on for 90 minutes, so we're really excited to get started with Jim.
Well, that's perfect, and like I said, he'll... time flies. He does such a good job. And I like the fact that he's doing 90 minutes because that's I've seen him before in that, and it felt like about 20. He just was getting started, and it felt like it was over. So it's I'm pretty sure it'll be really well received, and that was a good choice on that. So
the next guy, let me tell you about the next guy on Thursday is a guy named Al Lucia. And he's been around for many years in HR circles, SHRM conferences, national conference, state conferences. So some people may have seen him. He has not worked our state, however. And, again, he has a theme. One of our sponsors for that whole day, Gallagher, paid for a CD that came from Al's company. And it's original artists. They're going to be there like 22 or 23 songs. You'll have a really neat souvenir when that presentation is over to take with you. And it goes back to the oldie. He's probably older than I am because he actually was part of American Bandstand. I don't know if he was a kid dancing or sweeping the floor or whatever, but he goes back that far with rock and roll music. And part of his theme, Brian, is learning the power of music as a memory anchor. And as I visited with him, you know, it made me think of one of those songs in my youth. It happened to be Blueberry Hill. If you said, you know, Blueberry Hill, yeah, I could hum you the first few bars of it. but it came from roller skating, going round and around in a counterclockwise in the skating rink in Ardmore, Oklahoma, in the National Guard Armory, the Fats Domino's version of that song. So that's a real anchor, you know, in my memory. Well, all of us have some anchors. So he ties that theme into his message. And then he's got an acronym on rocks. And it's interactive. At some point, people in the audience are going to look at a song list and call out a song, and it won't be very long. They'll just take the mic and sing a few bars of something. But know that rock and roll is part of his program, and it's going to be fun. He will just have an hour, and then when he's done, we move on back to the sessions.
Well, and I've never heard Al do that session, but I've actually heard him too down at HR. He does a lot with HR Southwest.
Okay.
And based in Dallas, I think, and
he's a Dallas person. And one of the neat things, I mean, we have a vendor reception Wednesday night, and he will be there in time to mill around, so it's quite possible that our guest will be able to visit with him just out on the floor with the vendors. And then our speaker Friday, now here's, again, we talk about a musician as an anchor, Robin Crowe, speaker, he's an author, he's a businessman, innovative guitarist, he's been over 22,000 presentations on leadership and customer service. So he doesn't necessarily have that focus that the other two have in working HR conferences, but he's speaking to a wide variety of groups from the musician side of his life. He's released 10 albums. He's published 4 books, and you'll get a chance to buy one of those or two. He's a contributor on CNN. He lives in Franklin, Tennessee. But what his business is a recording studio. And he has done some really neat stuff, like Taylor Swift album, 5-time platinum was recorded. He did that. Faith Hill's It Matters to Me, 4-time platinum, he did that one. Dick and Rich, Horse of a Different Color, 3-time platinum, he did that. Along with Neil Diamond. Lots of stars have gone through his recording studio. And, of course, before I was in the education business, I was in the music business. So I'm looking forward to visiting with Robin. And he'll be there Thursday night for that social as well. I'm looking forward just to visit with him about music and the things that he's done there. And then hear his message on Friday. He brings 3 guitars, so he's going to be playing in his Friday keynote. And getting off the stage, being out, interacting with the audience. So that ought to be good. And then he'll stay around, sign autographs, and that kind of stuff. So pretty good lineup, I think, Brian.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm really excited. It's in a good facility down in Norman, Oklahoma. Basically, it's the NBC Suites Conference Center. And so let's some of the specifics. Actually, let me do a quick reset. Everybody listening to Drive Through HR, it's Brian on with Charles Middleton. He is the co-chair for the 2013 Oklahoma State HR Conference. And you can go to the okhrconference.com website, check out all that's going on. Still, you can walk right up the day of. Right, Charles, if you want to come up and grab some sessions.
That's exactly what I'm recommending to people, because part of the online stuff is now closed. You'd go to a wait list. But we know people don't show up. And I would say drive on down there Wednesday, you know, right before 1 o'clock, and I'll bet you there is a seat available to hear Jim Knight that we just talked about, and then go from there.
And I guarantee you come listen to Jimmy Knight at the OKHR conference, your life will be better. He's that good. That's my non-money-back guarantee. How about that?
I think that's pretty good.
So, and definitely check us out. I mean, we got lots of social media and the social conversation already rolling. You can track everything that's going on all the tweets that are coming out of all the sessions and the ramp up and the posts at pound OKHR or hashtag OKHR. You can like us on Facebook, you can blog. Probably this year has been probably one of the most impressive efforts on the social side, because we've had probably more blogs go out ever than we've had around the conference, because the vendors got involved. It was a good strategy by the wonderful Kat Carlos, the social media director for the state OKHR conference. So, where can people, anything that I forgot, where can people, track on, follow on Twitter, anything? What am I missing, Charles?
Well, actually, you got it. It's hard in pulling some of these people forward to like the conference site and then share on Facebook and then share it. But we're pulling them along a little bit. I know you wrote a blog just a couple of weeks ago on networking. And you look at our Thursday night social event. Now, here's something new. It's never been done this way. The event is at the hotel, a cash bar, but free hors d'oeuvres, starting at 5 o'clock. And then at 5:30, the Oklahoma City retro rock and roll band, the Wise Guys, will play for 90 minutes. There'll be a dance floor. You don't have to dance. But there'll be, again, rock and roll music for everybody to enjoy. But a great time to network. And everyone was invited, the sponsors, the vendors, all the HR attendees. And I'm hoping, really, 300 or 400 people will just mill around and visit and network, do what you wrote about, and kind of get acquainted. Because you just, you'll be in the room with your competitor. You'll be maybe in a room with somebody you don't even want to do business with. But there's no reason. The day is over at 5. Decompress, come over and network, have some fun. In fact, last week I had an email correspondence back and forth with a young college graduate who can't seem to get hired because they don't have a PHR. So we had a conversation, but this was one of the values of this conference, is to come network, because there are more senior HR people in there. I know they have job vacancies. What a better time. Just bump up to somebody, find out that they do have a job and you are looking for a job. And that's just the benefit of coming to the conference. And then when you look at all the different sessions, if you needed to get a strategic credit for your SPHR, you can attend nothing but strategic credit sessions Wednesday afternoon, all day Thursday, and half day Friday. You can pick up 9 strategic credits if you needed it. That's a real neat thing for those folks. There's one class with an international credit. It's Debbie Dalt. I hope that's how you pronounce it. I understand that she is the Sherm State President for the state of Texas, who's coming up to make that presentation. So that's kind of neat. But there's a wide variety of subjects flying going on out there. That's kind of neat. Immigration comes up. We have an attorney named Jasmine talking about that. Policy and procedure manuals is always a great subject. And we have an attorney by Rana Moll, and I have seen that presentation that she does. And she looks at real cases before the National Labor Relations Board that went sour for businesses. And so that's how she uses to present that material, real-life case. Just all sorts of things. Of course, I'm sure there'll be some insurance stuff, as many HR professionals are working through that. How about this, Brian, as a topic? Leonard Court is doing this one. Elvis has left the building. How federal regulatory agencies have spun out of control. Now, that ought to be kind of interesting. Or one of my friends here in Oklahoma City area, Rhett Lawbach, certainly a friend of HR, he's presented many times, and a friend from my educational background at Career Tech, he's a good friend of Career Tech. The ant colony communication strategy. I don't have a clue what that is, but I think that might be one I'm going to watch. One of those strategic classes on Thursday, if you haven't seen this, is Kyle Killingsworth, Crucial Conversations. And that's strategic credit too, by the way. And but how important that is. And then your good friend William Tincup comes after that in the very same room that Kyle's in, how to avoid crappy HR software contracts. Now, that ought to be interesting. What do you think, Brian?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely great content. If you can catch William's session, he will basically give you the blocking and tackling of how to save yourself and your organization a ton of long-term pain around the HR technology contracts. He knows the landscape, and he cuts right to the chase on, you know, here's what you're going to get told, here's what are good things to say, here's things to think about. So it's a good session. I've actually seen a session several times. We've been to, 18 conferences together over the last 2 years. So we've spent a lot of time. So that's a really good session. That's a really fundamental, tie yourself up in a contract for a few years and not understand who owns your data. Those are really like big time practitioner concerns that you don't really deal with on a daily basis, right?
I'm looking at the schedule. Here's somebody again, which I came across through a Career Tech. Linda Henry-Smith comes out from the Phoenix area. All you ever wanted to know about stress, but were too tense to ask. So we've got subjects that really apply in real life, not just workers' comp, although we've got some of that good workers' comp stuff, like Madeline coming over from Tulsa, wasting away in the workers' comp bill. She gave the title of her session. So I would, you could do a one-day ticket too, Brian. We didn't really mention that. If Thursday was a good day for you, or just Wednesday, or just Friday, we have prices for that, and just drive over and walk up, and we'll get you in the door.
Perfect. And folks, on Twitter, I don't think we actually mentioned specifically, it's OK_HR. You can Google it, search engine it, whatever you want to call it, and get to the Twitter ID. Definitely follow. Already got a nice conversation going on. Right at the very top is one of my buddies from New York City, HR practitioner Victorio Million. Great guy. Hopefully we get out to Oklahoma at some point. Blogger, big time. We've been on panels together in Florida and the National SHRM Conference before. So good folks from all over the country, right, via the social communication or conversation, are involved. And that's what makes it a lot of fun. So, well, Charles, let me change course on here with you a little bit. So what's the one thing that you get most excited about for, like, a state conference, like for this year? What's the thing that you're most excited about?
Well, that's a tough answer because I'm really the money guy. So I get excited when we sell out, because ultimately we distribute the profits back to the chapters around the state. And we have 12 chapters in Oklahoma. And I came from a small chapter. And the money that we get back, and there's a formula for this, but that was our income, came out of the Great Plains chapter at Lawton, Oklahoma. So that was our income. We didn't have to fundraise, and our dues were low, and we used it for programming and sending officers to training. But the overall mission for the state council is to advance the profession and serve the professional. And you really can't do that without a positive cash flow, and we have one. So strange as that seems, being able to help others through profit is what gets me excited, and we're going to be able to do that this year. And we have done it in all the prior years as well. If you get down to people, of course, I like our keynotes. But Friday, we have our Excellence in HR Award presentation, which I'm handling again this year. And that's always neat to recognize one person out of all of the people in Oklahoma who is deemed the best for 2013. And we had a process, and that has occurred. That person has been picked, and the plaque has been created, and it'll be announced on Friday during lunch.
Well, that is, and I appreciate you sharing that. What's one of the things you've seen change? How many conferences have you been involved with?
Well, this is my seventh one, and I learned things that I'd never seen before. I've always just handled the money and not really paid attention to some of the other stuff. And then I've actually touched 2014 as we get started. And those that are listening to your program on Tuesday afternoon, some of us will be downtown Oklahoma City doing early work on 2015. That's how far out. If you've never been involved in conference work, speakers get lined up. The speakers that we have here, Jim Knight was probably lined up in March of last year. Al Lucille was lined up. It was Robin Crowe that came on, I think, last, or maybe Al was. Anyway, we start that far out. The place gets picked. We know in 2014 we're going to Tulsa. The Tulsa Convention Center, 2015, we're going downtown to the Cox Center. I touched seven a lot, and I'm touching two more that I will get to attend and not be involved in the money and don't have to worry about paying the bills and that kind of stuff. But it takes a lot of players. It's not a handful. We need over 50 volunteers, for example. And just yesterday there was six or eight of us that were stuffing the bags. When you walk up to that registration desk Wednesday and you get this black bag, it took volunteers to fill that. And then as you hear your speaker introduced, that was a volunteer. The person picks up the evaluations, that's a volunteer. It takes a lot of people to pull this off, and Oklahoma's done a very good job with volunteers over the last few years.
Well, and that's it's really, really grown, and it's been fun to see kind of the ebbs and flows. And I'm sure you learned something this year. I mean, I'm sure you learned a lot, because when you're the chair role is a really interesting place to be. It's a huge challenge. When you get on the other side of it and you kind of look back and take an account of the things that were good, bad, indifferent, or whatever, and you can just actually take a pause for a second and not have it all in front of you, it's just a really good feeling. And so I know that, I was co-chair in 2010, and so it was nice to get on the other side of that and be done. And, once the money was counted up and it was an overall success, that was really good. Feeling, because so many people are involved and so many people are so committed for so long, and the whole state it represents. So, and I know you'll have the same experience, because it's looking really good, sell out. So, well, Charles, there is absolutely no doubt that it's you guys are going to rock the house. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. It's coming on fast. Everybody go to the OK Conference, whatever it is, website, and check it out. It's going to be great. Check out Jimmy Knight. Follow the Twitter feed. We are going to have a good time. And Norman and folks, we are out of here. I think we're going to roll with a little bit of Sublime today. Thanks, Charles.